your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then add the final touch with two for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
You are now listening to the Philly Pod,
a Philadelphia sports podcast.
What's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Philly Pod. I'm your host, as always, Victor Williams from Eagles Wire of USA Today. Be sure to give me a follow on all social media platforms over at the Philly Pod. Today is Tuesday, which means we have the initial 53-man roster from the Philadelphia Eagles. Probably not what the roster is going to look like on game day, but we have our initial 53 guys nonetheless. We are going to talk about each and every position. We will go through the guys who stayed as well as the guys who did not make the cut. If you're new to the show, thank you guys for checking it out. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your shows. Leave those reviews and rate 5 stars. They all do help with the exposure of the Philly Pod, bring the podcast to new eyes and ears of Eagles fans. Fun time. We're having a glimpse at what the 2025 Eagles are going to look like for the most part. And some of the guys, a couple of shocks, at least from my perspective, a couple of guys I thought were going to stick around and did not make the initial cuts. We will see who makes it back on the practice squad. Fun fact, though, before we get started, after these, you know, first wave of cuts, the Eagles have the second youngest roster in the NFL. We might have talked about this at one point, but they are 25.49 years old. That is second only to the Green Bay Packers. We all know who's the oldest, those Washington Commanders. You could take a chunk of those older players off that roster, and they would still be older than the Eagles. But they brought Terry back, so that's one headache that they don't have to worry about. The oldest guy on the Eagles defense actually is Okoronkwo, I believe, who made the roster. We'll talk about him later on. He's 30 years old, and he's the oldest guy on the defense. Not a lot of veteran, not a big veteran presence on that defensive front, but we will talk about that a little later on. Starting with the most important position, the quarterback, of course, Super Bowl MVP Jalen Hurts, Tanner McKee on the roster, as well as newcomer Sam Howell. Cuts, Dorian Thompson-Robinson and Kyle McCord, two guys who are battling for QB3, two guys who are so terrible that neither of them made the roster. Howie Roseman talked about the acquisition of Sam Howell after the initial roster cuts. He said, "We know the player really well. We had done a lot of work on him coming out, saw him firsthand as a starter with Washington. Obviously, he had tremendous success in those games. 5 touchdowns, 1 interception, for those who want to know." we're well aware, probably tried to get those memories out of our mind. Had a lot of appreciation for him as a player and his talent level and the person that he was spending time with him. So a guy who's always on our radar. Just felt like for our team right now, the hardest part for us is trying to balance the development of players, the development of young players who we like, and doing whatever we can to go out and defend our title and to put the best team forward here for Dallas and going forward. Sam Howell, 24 years old, not really a veteran, but a guy who obviously has NFL experience and a guy who Howie would, I guess, feel better playing in a game than McCord or DTR. And I remember in the draft process, the Eagles did at least visit with Sam Howell coming out of North Carolina. So I do believe that they do know him fairly well. They got a good look at him firsthand when he was playing for the Commanders. So Howie feels good about it. And who am I to question what Howie Roseman does? Let's just hope we never have to see Sam Howell play any snaps. Howie also did say that the trade would have happened whether McKee got injured or not. That shows you the confidence level in Kyle McCord as well as Dorian Thompson-Robinson. Howie saw those games and said, "Oh, hell no, brother. We got to get another guy in here." And Howell is that guy. But those are your three quarterbacks on the roster as of now. Jalen Hurts, Tanner McKee, Sam Howell. Running back, Saquon Barkley, Will Shipley, AJ Dillon makes the cut. A guy some of us were like, is he going to make it? We don't know. But AJ Dillon made his way to the final roster. A guy who showed some good receiving ability throughout the summer. I was personally impressed with the hands that he showed. So I think that that combined with his power running ability, we'll see if that he can give Saquon a bit of a breather to end games, to close out games, so that we don't have to roll up the mileage on Saquon throughout the season. So let's hope AJ Dillon can stay healthy, keep Saquon healthy, and we'll use him as kind of the closer to wear down defenses. I'm excited to see that. Ben Van Sumeren made the roster as the fullback, so good to see there. We know how excited Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman are to try and bring back the fullback position. They spoke about that at the owners' meetings way back in the spring. They want to kind of bring back the fullback, Mike Alstott, Leonard Weaver, those guys. Not really similar skill sets. After I say them out loud, you know, Leonard was a versatile guy, could catch. Alstott was just a bulldozer. But the Eagles want to be the team that brings that position back. So we'll see what kind of things they have drawn up for Ben Van Sumeren. Guys who didn't make it: Montrell Johnson Jr., Shun Derek Powell, Keelan Robinson. I would assume at least one of Montrell Johnson and Shun Derek Powell will be on the practice squad. I wouldn't be shocked to see them both back. Montrell had a good showing in that final preseason game, had a nice touchdown run. Shun Derek Powell had some nice cutting ability, had a couple of explosive plays throughout the summer in camp, got loose, and he did score in a preseason game as well. So wouldn't be shocked to see both of those guys back. I think that the Eagles certainly have interest in both of them. Wide receiver, only five guys. Kind of shocked that they only went with five. A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Jahan Dotson, John Metchie, and Darius Cooper. Big, big, big congratulations to Darius Cooper. Once Anais Smith was cut, I think that was kind of what we all needed to see to know that Darius Cooper made the roster. Johnny Wilson's injury certainly plays a part in all of that, but Darius Cooper, well-deserved, made plays day in and day out throughout camp. Excited to see how he will be utilized throughout the regular season. Cuts at the position: Terrace Marshall Jr., very disappointed to see that because I had high hopes for him at the beginning of camp, just got hurt and couldn't really, you know, piece his summer back together after the injury, so I'm disappointed that Terrace couldn't show us more throughout the summer. Ife Adeyi, Taylor Morin, Elijah Cooks, Avery Williams, Anais Smith were the rest of the cuts at receiver. The last two are a bit surprising, more so Anais Smith, because I feel like he showed enough special teams value to make the roster, and I think he showed some good things at receiver as well. He scored twice in the preseason, so I thought that was enough for him, especially with his punt returning ability. I thought that was enough for him to make the roster. I'm intrigued to see what happens here at the practice squad, but we'll see, you know, if he makes it back to the practice squad. But I thought that if the Eagles were going to keep six guys, and Anais would be the one, but they're only keeping five of now. And with Avery Williams and Anais Smith both cut, I'm not entirely sure who will be the punt returner. My colleague Anthony DeBona suggested that Jahan Dotson could be the leading candidate for that role. That's another way to get the ball in his hands. I don't hate that idea. We certainly don't want to see Cooper DeJean back there anymore when he's, you know, as much snaps as he's going to play. He's going to be on the field for every snap on defense, whether it's at nickel or safety or outside corner. I don't think Vic Fangio has any plans to take him off the field at any capacity. So I don't think that we need to expose him to any hits as far as punt returner goes. We'll see if Darius Cooper, maybe he could factor into that. Adoree Jackson has a little bit of experience back there as well. But I am kind of intrigued to see what they do there, if they Avery or Anais make their way back. But seeing both of those guys cut certainly raised some eyebrows. I tweeted earlier that I was shocked to see that Anais was cut. And some fans were like, shocked? Really? Were you? I am shocked. I thought he did enough to make the roster personally. But the Eagles only want five guys. They went with five last year as well. But that's a very, very talented room, though. AJ, Devontae, Jahan, Metchie, Darius Cooper. That has the potential to be the most talented room. It might be just based off AJ, Devontae, and Jahan alone. But add Metchie to the mix and add Darius Cooper to the mix. This is probably the most talented wide receiver room the Eagles have ever had, honestly. We'll see how it shakes out throughout the regular season, but that is a lot of talent in the room, and I'm excited to see how all of those guys kind of mesh together throughout the season. At tight end, Dallas Goedert, Grant Calcaterra, Kylan Granson. Once Harris and Bryant was traded, we knew that Kylan Granson had locked up that third spot. No surprises there. The cuts at tight end: Nick Muse, EJ Jenkins, Cameron Latu, and I guess by default we'll include Harrison Bryant because he was cut by the Texans today. The Eagles essentially traded Harrison. They got John Metchie in return for a guy who didn't even make the team. But also, in that same breath, the Texans got C.J. Gardner-Johnson for a guy who did not make the team. We will talk about later on. We'll just say it now, Kenyon Green. I am going to choose to view this as swapping CJ for Mechie. That is the way I'm going to look at this this transaction. So I think with Kenyon Green and Harrison Bryant both getting waived, in my mind, I'm just going to say we traded CJ for John Mechie and a draft pick swap. That's how I'm going to digest that. So up to you guys. That's how I'm going to look at it. But Goddard, Calcaterra are the top two guys. Calcaterra flashed a lot last season, really came through for the Eagles, especially when Goddard was out with injury. So well-deserved for Calcaterra. Kylan Granton, former Indianapolis Colt, Sirianni's boy, probably should have chalked that up to him winning that job the minute you know you connect those dots. But those are the three guys at tight end for the 2025 season. Offensive line, Jordan Mailata, Landon Dickerson, Cam Jurgens, Tyler Steen, Lane Johnson, Fred Johnson, welcome back, Matt Pryor, Brett Toth, the gem that Brett Toth is to this team, Drew Kendall, Cameron Williams, good job to him, and Trevor Keegan all made the roster. Cuts at offensive line, Kenyon Green, we just mentioned it, Kendall Lam, veteran they signed in the offseason, Holland Pierce, Lakin Vakalahi, and Miles Hinton is on the reserved injured list, the Phantom IRS, if you will, they're stashing him there. Yeah, I mean, Kenyon Green didn't really, like, he was traded for. We all thought maybe Stoutland could work some magic. You would need a lot of magic to make to make that work. but he just really couldn't show, and especially after injury, he just couldn't show a whole lot to justify having a roster spot. So the Eagles cut their losses on that front. But yeah, you know, no shockers along the offensive line. Mailata, Dickerson, Jurgens, Steen, Lane Johnson, your starters. Fred Johnson is your swing tackle. Brett Toth is your starter if Landon Dickerson can't play, and you have Kendall, Cameron Williams, Trevor Keegan. Some good, some solid depth there for the Philadelphia Eagles.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Flipping over to the defensive side of the ball, your defensive tackles, Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, Moro Udjuma, Ty Robinson, Byron Young, and Gabe Hall. Your cuts, Joe Evans, Jacob Sykes, Justin Rogers. A little shocked that the Eagles are keeping six guys here. I knew Jalen Carter, Davis, Udjuma, Robinson, and Gabe Hall were the shoe-ins. Byron Young still finding his way to stick around. Not the Rams' Byron Young. A lot of people mistake him for that. But Byron Young making his way onto the roster, so good for him. Howie was really excited about Gabe Hall, talking about him in the presser. He had said that he's a guy who's worked through the development program and shown that he deserves to be on the roster, and he certainly did throughout the summer. He really made his presence known in the preseason games as well, so that's a solid top five. You have Ty Robinson and Gabe Hall rounding out that rotation, so very excited to see these five guys play throughout the regular season. Edge depth. Not really much depth. I mean, Nolan Smith, Jalix Hunt are your starters. Josh Uche, Aziz Ojulari, your free agent signings that you got in the spring made the roster. And Ogbo Okorokwo really had a really good, really good camp. Jesus, mentally fried. A really good camp as soon as he got here. Made some plays in preseason games as well. I am a little surprised that he made the roster over Patrick Johnson, just given the familiarity that the team has with Patrick Johnson and the plays that he made in the preseason as well. I feel like Patrick Johnson has impressive preseasons every single year and just doesn't make the roster. It's really unfortunate for him, so maybe he will once again find his way back to the practice squad. Ochon Mathis, Antoine Powell-Ryland, kind of disappointed there. He'll probably be a practice squad guy, and Jerome Robinson were all the cuts, but solid edge rotation. I wouldn't be surprised if the Eagles have another addition, whether it's now or before the trade deadline at edge, depending on how this group performs. But I think this is certainly a position the Eagles could add to down the road. Linebacker, good group for the Eagles. Zach Bond, Jahad Campbell, your week one starters. Jeremiah Trotter, who you really have to feel for because he didn't lose the job in camp by any means. He had a really, really good summer. And if they didn't take Jahad Campbell in the draft, Jeremiah Trotter is probably your starter next to Zach Bond on week one. But they, you know, they spent a first-round resource on him, and Jahad's healthy. You have no reason not to play him. And Jeremiah Trotter, really, really good depth, and he'll have his opportunities, as well as Smile Munden, who made the roster as well. Georgia rookie, had a good summer as well. So he will be on the roster. Nakobe Dean will start the season on the PUP list, physically unable to perform. He will be eligible to return in week five. We'll see if the Eagles may have him play in week five. They'll have to gauge how all that looks. And then we'll see what Jahad Campbell does in the meantime. And then I'm really interested to see how all of that shakes out. If they have Nakobe play off ball, play Jahad off the edge a little bit more once Nakobe's healthy. Really intriguing stuff there when Nakobe comes back. But a really, really talented linebacker group between Bond, Jahad Campbell, and Trotter, and Mondon. Four guys who can play, four guys who can cover, four guys who can get after in the run game as well. So that's a solid group for the first time in a long time. The Eagles really, really talented at linebacker. So that's exciting as well. Cornerback position, man, the talk of the town right now. Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, Mac McWilliams made the roster after a really, really good showing throughout camp. Adoree Jackson, probably the week one starter. Keely Ringo, Ja'Corian Bennett. Keely Ringo, really good special teams player. If not for anything else, he will be the special teams ace on this team. And Ja'Corian Bennett, who, number one, will have his choice of better jersey numbers. Get him out of that 49. And number two, I hope he's starting by week four. I hope he gets acclimated with the defense and does what he has to impress Vic Fangio to get on the field, because I don't know how much of Adoree Jackson will be able to stand. He's going to be targeted a ton, and I don't know if Adoree's ready for that. But I'm hoping Ja'Corian Bennett gets everything he needs to get, you know, catches up with the playbook and gets acclimated with the defense so that he can start relatively soon, because I'm much more confident in a Quinyon Ja'Corian Bennett duo than I am in a Quinyon Adoree Jackson. And maybe if Adoree Jackson shuts me up and he shuts down his side of the field, I will get up here and personally apologize, but I just don't have that kind of faith at the moment. And you got to feel for Keely. You can only have so much sympathy, because he had every chance to win the job and he just couldn't do it, couldn't pull away with it, and was running with the third team by the end of camp. And now it's looking like it's going to be Adoree week one, and they don't make the trade for Ja'Corian Bennett if they feel that way. There might be another trade coming at some point. Maybe they bring in another guy. We got an update earlier on Asante Samuel Jr., how he has another checkup, I believe, in October. And then once he's cleared for that, he's planning to sign with the team for the second half of the year. So if CB2 is just a monstrosity throughout the season and we're getting demolished on that side of the field, then maybe they entertain Asante Samuel Jr. after that checkup. But let's hope it doesn't come to that point. And somebody on this roster can hold it down over there. Somebody that won't be in the mix, Eli Ricks, my surprise cut of the year next to Anaya Smith. I'm truly curious on the future of Eli Ricks. I remember way back when camp started, I said if Eli Ricks doesn't get the opportunity here, I would not be surprised if his agent pushes to go somewhere else. And Eli Ricks is certainly, I expect, heavy interest around the NFL for Eli Ricks. Some people looked at me sideways when I tweeted that, like, you know, using the word heavy is kind of doing a lot of lifting here. And I think at least 10 teams would be interested in having Eli Ricks. If anything else, for corner depth, I think Eli Ricks has a bright future in the league. And I think that he has his shortcomings, but he also has talent at the position. And I think that he will have his opportunities. And it just doesn't look like it's going to be in Philadelphia. I said that at the beginning of the camp. I wonder if his future isn't with the team. And it looks like that is going to be the case, because they certainly did cut him, along with Perry Nickerson, Tariq Castro Fields, Brandon Johnson, AJ Woods. I know for a fact the Eagles are really hoping they can bring Ricks back on the practice squad, but we'll see how his suitors look. We'll see what the plan is there for Eli Ricks. But I think he's a talented kid. I think he has a bright future in the NFL, and I'm kind of sad to see that it played out this way. But it's no fault of his own. Once the Eagles drafted DeJean and Quinyon Mitchell, there was really nowhere for him to go. You can't climb the ladder when people keep coming in and clogging the space. And Keely was ahead of him and all that stuff as well. So I think Eli Ricks is just too much talent in front of him here in Philadelphia. So he'll have to go make do somewhere else. At safety, the players that made the team, Reed Blankenship, Sidney Brown, Andrew Makuba, Tristan McCollum. Cuts were Maxon Hook, Quinyon's buddy, and Andre Sam, who really had a good summer himself. I'm kind of surprised that Tristan McCollum made it over Andre Sam. I think Andre Sam showed more throughout the summer, but Vic Fangio seems to like McCollum, seems to want to keep him in the mix. Really solid special teamer as well, so that is why he got the nod there. Andre Sam, will 90% sure he'll be here on the practice squad. He continues to stick around. The team likes him, and they can count on him if they need him. So that is the case there. Maxon Hook did some nice things as well. I wonder what the situation is going to be there. I'm sure Quinyon will be saying, hey, man, keep him around on the practice squad. We could certainly use him. So for now, Reed, Sidney Brown, Andrew Makuba. Wonder who's starting. I wonder who's starting. We'll have to see because Mukuba didn't practice on the last practice of camp, and we haven't heard word about his injury since then. So we'll have to get a health check on Mukuba shortly here. Special teams rounding out Jake Elliott, of course, your kicker. Braden Mann, your punter, much better than Aaron Sipos because Braden Mann didn't shrink in the Super Bowl like Sipos did. So a solid punter there. No long snapper on the roster as of now. The team will probably bring back Charlie Hewlett back to the practice squad and call him up on game days, is what Jeff McClain had said. So, you got to have a long snapper at some point. The Eagles pulled the old Madden trick of just cutting the long snapper and just making do with backup quarterbacks or your punter. Your punter is the holder. My mistake. But I guess they might have tight ends. I don't know what the deal is going to be there. But I think that Hewlett is going to be the guy called up. You only get like three elevations, and then you got to put him on the roster at some point. But the Eagles are cheesing their way to get another roster spot by not having him on the initial 53-man roster there. It's just funny not to see a long snapper. You know, I think they did this with Rick Lovato, too, a couple times. They elevated him a few times and then eventually signed him. So a little, cheap roster spot. The Eagles freed up by not doing that. But not too many surprises. Like I mentioned on the last pod, we knew like 48, 49 of the guys. And the big surprises for me were Anais and Eli Ricks not making the team. Eli probably is going somewhere else. Anais, I would think he's going to stick around in the practice squad because the Eagles were happy with his performance throughout the summer, to my knowledge. And we'll just see, what the call-ups are going to look like, what's going to happen there. But solid roster, the road to repeating is almost here. The 2025 Eagles are set. And boy, the Thursday night game cannot get here fast enough. We will talk about any other moves the Eagles make throughout the week, whether it's going to be trades. I anticipate at least one more before the season starts. Any trades, any other releases, signings, anything else. I know for a fact that Howie is not done. Sirianni said on the presser that we look at this team like a 70-man roster, not really 53. So once we have the practice squad additions, we will get up here and talk about those as well. Thank you guys for listening to this edition of the Philly Pod. I am your host, Victor Williams. Be sure to follow me on all social media platforms over at the Philly Pod. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your shows. Find all of my written work at Eagles Wire on USA Today. I will catch you guys on the next pod, guys. But until then, y'all, peace out from the Philly Pod.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.